Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. And then the weeds and the wheat will grow together till the harvest. Jesus says at the harvest time the reapers will gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned. But gather the wheat into my barn. And the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we talk about what it means to be the righteous sons of the Father who will shine like the sun and like the stars in the glory of Jesus when he comes in his kingdom. But the reality that we don't see it yet, but that glory shall be revealed when our Lord returns. Who we are as glorious sons of the kingdom is described in Jesus in the very well-known parable of the weeds and the wheat growing together in the field until the harvest. And what Jesus is saying to us, if you wanted to summarize, is this. It's hard to see now what we will be in heaven because we here on earth are living in a world in which some people are believers and some people are unbelievers. On earth we see but work and struggles and woes and difficulties. In heaven we will have rest and relief and joy and exultation and shine in the glory of the Son of God. But until that day, the world is growing, the harvest is coming up, and the weeds and the wheat grow together side by side. What Jesus means is that in our world, if we just look at people, to look at them, we don't know that whether they're a Christian or a believer or an unbeliever. The weeds and the wheat are growing together. And then when Christ comes on the harvest day, then it will be clear to all the world, those who were the sons of the kingdom, those others, sadly, who served the devil. So today, as we consider our part in God's kingdom as the wheat in the midst of weeds, as the sons of God who will shine in glory, recall what Isaiah said today, that in God's kingdom, we know who the Lord is. He's called the Lord, the King of Israel, our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, the great I am, the first and the last. Beside him is there is no other God, no other God. He is the only Lord and the only rock. If he is the only Lord and if he is the only rock, what is Jesus, his son, teaching us in the parable of the sower and of the weeds and the wheat? As we continue from last week, the symbolism of Jesus being a sower who sows the seed and the soil of the world being some believe and some do not. Jesus explains this parable, and some parables he doesn't explain. This one he does. He says, the field is the world. The sower is the Son of Man, that is Jesus. The good seed are the children of God's kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. And of course, the enemy is the devil. And the harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are the angels. First thing Jesus explains is that he is the sower of the seed, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. Jesus uses parables, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, so we can picture what it is he is saying. We can all picture a man in the first century with a sack full of seed, walking out into the field and taking his hand and throwing the seed into the field, which would then be, with the plow, turned up into the earth. And then after the rain and the sunshine, the plants would come forth. In the first century and today, just as soon as the plants come up, here come the weeds. Those of you who have a garden, you spend just as much time weeding the garden as you do picking the fruit of the garden and the vegetables, because the weeds spring up quickly. Jesus, the sower of the seed, is describing the kingdom of heaven like that. The kingdom of heaven is present in the King Jesus. Wherever the King is, there is the kingdom. Jesus is present. The sowing of the good seed in the world, the field of the world, is the word of Jesus that goes out to all the nations. It's why the Bible is translated into all languages of the world and why pastors preach Jesus' word to all the nations. The master of the house, the Heavenly Father, who sent Jesus, the sower of the seed, as the head of the church, calls his son the Son of Man. In the book of Daniel, Jesus is described as the Son of Man, who's both a suffering servant and one who comes in glory. He's one who comes in glory upon the clouds with the angels, but he has marks on his hands and side to show the price that he paid so that we could be in his kingdom. And when he comes on the clouds on the last day, it says he will bring forth the reapers, calling them the angels are called the reapers. And the angels are well known to us. The Lord of hosts, Sabaoth, means tens of thousands, millions of angels who serve him. The cherubim, the seraphim. We know about Michael and Gabriel, the archangels. When the harvest comes, the last day, judgment day, resurrection day, the sower of the seed, Jesus, will send the reapers, and the reapers will be angels. And they will go to the four corners of the world, and the dead shall be raised. Christ Jesus is the sower of the seed. And let's remember that ultimately what Jesus sowed in the earth was himself. Jesus sowed himself in this as good seed in the ground when he was crucified upon the cross. There, as he endured the full justice of God's wrath upon him, when he hung there upon the cross and said, "It is finished," he was forsaken so that we can be accepted. They took his body down and planted it, if you will, in the ground, in the tomb. Now we, through his death and resurrection, used to be slaves to sin, and now we are children of God. We deserved an eternity of separation from God, but Jesus was separated from God in our place. And now we are freely received through the innocent suffering and death of Christ into God's kingdom. All because Jesus sowed himself, was buried in the tomb, and when he was raised from the dead, the final harvest will proclaim, "With our eyes we will see. We will shine like the sun in the kingdom of Jesus. For when he comes in his glory, we will see him no longer as the one who had been crucified, but the one who is King of kings and Lord of lords for all time." That one, that's the sower of the seed. That's Jesus, your Lord and mine, the Son of Man. However, Jesus in this parable tells us there's another sad reality, isn't there? In the middle of the field, there are lots and lots of weeds. In the world, the sons of the devil, the unbelievers. Now, Jesus continues in his parable to explain this sad reality because the people don't understand, "Lord, if you sow the seed of the word, how come there's all these weeds out there? Do you want us just to pull them all up?" And Jesus says, "No. Let them grow together until the harvest. Because if you start to pull all the weeds out, you're going to pull all the wheat out too. They must all grow together at the same time." This is what Jesus is picturing. In the middle of the night, while the workers were sleeping, the devil went and he spread unbelief and false doctrine and false teachers in the world. He's the enemy of Jesus. The devil is a person who is a liar and who leads rebellion. So the devil goes into the same world that we're living in and sows false Christs, false teachers, false prophets, false doctrine. And then all of a sudden, that starts to grow too. And in the same world in which we see the pure gospel being preached, we see all manner of false teaching, don't we? All manner of lies and rebellion against God. Jesus told us it was going to be this way. through the centuries, we see that though the field is getting ripe into harvest and people everywhere are coming to faith in Christ, at the same time, every year we turn around, there's another cult, another false teaching, another New Age lie. Whether it's on the radio or TV or the internet, it grows like weeds. Jesus is referring to darnel rye, which looks like wheat. And when it grows up in the field, you can't tell the difference between the weeds and the wheat at first. But then when the harvest comes, it's clear. The sons of the evil one, the demons, those evil angels who wreak havoc upon the world, the devil and his satanic kingdom, well, in the last day, come to judgment. This is also a picture from the first century where when the farmers would gather the wheat, they would take out the weeds at the harvest, which they would now separate. And of course, like farmers do today, they take the weeds, burn it up in fire, and take the wheat into the barn. Jesus uses this picture of Judgment Day to show that on Judgment Day, all unbelief, wickedness, violence, and unbelief will be burned up. All causes of sin, Jesus said, and law-breaking will be removed and thrown into the fiery furnace where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. What Jesus is talking about when he's talking about hell and eternal damnation is that the people there are regretting this eternal separation from God, this terrible fate, that the gospel was being proclaimed and they spat on it and they rejected it and they hated it. And now they are eternally separated from God. And gnashing of teeth is what people do when they regret what has happened to them. This sad fate, Jesus came to save us from. We often use the term, I've been saved, or I have eternal salvation. And we have to remember that we've been saved from hell to be promised the gift of heaven. However, Jesus promises this. The good seed and the wheat will be gathered into God's kingdom and in the barn, and there we will shine like the sun. So Jesus completes this picture. If he's the sower of the seed, if the bad seed will be weeds that will be burned in the fire, how can we be the good seed and the wheat? The good seed and the wheat are plants that bear grain. These are believers who are saints in Christ, who've grown together with the weeds in the world. The church is in the midst of the world. When you leave this place, as soon as you leave this sanctuary and gathering of word and sacrament, you are in the world where the weeds are everywhere. But we are the wheat to be gathered into the barn on the last day through faith in Christ Jesus. We are the children of God. In holy baptism, you were placed into God's kingdom. The good angels are watching over us every day. And we will be the righteous gathered into heaven because our righteousness is Christ, in whom we will shine in glory. We will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father, not because of our righteousness, but because we've been covered in the righteousness of Christ like a royal robe. What a beautiful picture of heaven, a barn, a silo, a place where you put the grain. When the farmers have the harvest and they bring it into the grain silo, into the barn, there is great rejoicing because the harvest has come. In the kingdom of the Father, there is great rejoicing because we've come into the barn of God, which is heaven, in his silo. We've been baptized into his name. We heard absolution in his name. We're about to receive Holy Communion in his name. And we've been preached and taught the word of God in his name. So when he comes again in glory, we will appear with him. And St. Paul reminds us in the epistle lesson today, the sufferings that we have today are not worthy to be compared to the glory that will be revealed on that last day. Adoption into his kingdom, the redemption of our bodies, the Spirit interceding for us. If we could only see the glory laid up for us, if you laid it on the scale and put the and put the sufferings of the world over here and the glory to come over here, this eternal weight of glory far outweighs the sufferings we have now. Dear friends, we are awaiting the harvest at the end of the age. And it's true, the weeds and the wheat are growing together now. And it's frustrating sometimes. But this is the reality. Because of Jesus Christ's righteousness, earned for us on Calvary's cross and his empty tomb, we have been accounted righteous in God the Father's kingdom through faith in his Son's name. He who has ears, let him hear. May the ears in your head be the vehicle by which God speaks to the ears of your heart, to hear, to believe, to be transformed every day, to know that I can't see it yet, because I'm living on earth right now with works and with work and struggles and woes and difficulty in the midst of weeds, but I know there is rest, relief, joy, and exultation, because we are the wheat who will be the righteous sons of the kingdom, who will shine like the sun in the glory of the Father. God grant us that assurance and that joy. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Let us sing the offertory on page 192. We stand to sing.